Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. All-Star Games. Adam Walski has had enough. He's sick of them. All-Star? Meh. Time now for another edition of Sports in Focus. Here is Adam Walski.
With the NBA All-Star Game, that will make three All-Star Games in the last month, as hockey and football have recently played theirs. And like most people, I looked forward to All-Star Games as a kid, but as an adult, not so much. Give the major team sports credit for trying, though, as they've added skills competitions and fan festivities to turn the All-Star Games into multiple-day economic boons for the host cities. But hockey and football have gone off the rails with their new All-Star formats of appointing team captains and choosing up teams, like we did when we were kids in gym class. Football needs to go back to NFC versus AFC, and hockey should return to the Eastern Conference versus the West, or even the North America versus World format hockey used several years ago. Meanwhile, the best All-Star game, by far, is still baseball. It has the sports stage all to itself in the middle of the summer, and I don't think using it to determine World Series home field has hurt too much. With Sports in Focus, I'm Adam Walski. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Adam. Well, continuing in the sports vein, do you miss the NFL? The competition, the excitement, and all that goes with it. Well, you also are missing out on some of the dumbest injuries in sports history. The NFL has been cataloged through the years by injuries that are just downright stupid. We have a list of some of them here. We start things off with Plaxico Burress from 2008. From the highest of highs to the lowest of lows, less than 10 months after catching the game-winning touchdown in the final seconds of Super Bowl 42, New York Giants wide receiver Plaxico Burress accidentally shot himself in the leg with a gun unlicensed in the state. Burress was in a New York City nightclub in November 2008 when the incident happened, eventually served nearly 2 years in the pokey for the firearms-related charge. He made his return in 2011 with the New York Jets. Gus Frerotte, 1997. On November 23rd, 1997, Washington quarterback Gus Frerotte decided to celebrate a touchdown run against the New York Giants by headbutting a wall. Yes, on purpose. Needless to say, that wasn't a great plan. Frerotte sustained a sprained neck, underwent x-rays at halftime, and was finally taken to the hospital during the game. Frerotte's team didn't score again without him that day, finishing with a 7-7 tie and leading to this Washington Post headline, "Headbutt turns into real pain in the neck." Bill Gramatica, 2001. Arizona Cardinals rookie kicker Bill Gramatica tore his ACL while jumping to celebrate a made field goal from 42 yards in a regular season game. Now, to be clear, the over-exuberant and apparently unembarrassed Gramatica says he didn't suffer the injury jumping. "My jump was excellent. It was my landing I needed to work on." To his credit, Gramatica stayed in the game long enough to kick a 23-yard field goal in the next quarter, but the unwise leap of joy on his first try of the game untimely did land him on injured reserve. And once you're on injured reserve, that's it. You're gone for the year. This one was unfortunate and not of the players doing at all. Orlando Brown, 1999. Cleveland Browns lineman Orlando Brown accidentally hit in the eye by a penalty flag during a 1999 game against Jacksonville. Brown angrily confronted official Jeff Triplett, who had thrown the flag, pushing him to the ground and earning an ejection in the process. Brown was hospitalized for about a week. He didn't play another NFL game until 2003, 4 years later. He sued the league and eventually settled for millions of dollars. Again, these are some of the dumbest injuries in NFL history. What about Brian Griese in 2002? We've all heard the dog ate my homework excuse, but what about the dog tripped me on the stairs? Denver Broncos quarterback Brian Griese suffered a seriously sprained ankle in September 2002 when his pet tripped him as they were walking down the stairs. Fortunately for Griese, x-rays were negative and he was able to play in the team's next game against the Baltimore Ravens. Teammate Shannon Sharp wasn't buying Griese's explanation, telling reporters that, "I'm not a very good storyteller, but I think I could have come up with a better one than that." So the dog stood up on his hind legs and gave him a push. You might want to get rid of that dog or put him in the circus, one of the two, unquote. Brian Griese has actually turned into a pretty decent analyst doing college games for ESPN and ABC. Chris Hansen, and not that Chris Hansen, not the Dateline NBC. I'm Chris Hansen, you know, the guy who walks into the kitchen and surprises guys after doing things they shouldn't be doing on the internet. No, this is the football player Chris Hansen, along with Jarrett Holmes from 2002. Two Jacksonville Jaguars players, a punter and a kicker, both suffered serious burns in a fondue accident at the punter's house in 2002. Chris Hansen and Jarrett Holmes were moving the fondue pot when it slipped onto the tile floor. This according to Hansen. The incident happened during the offseason. Both players were healthy and ready to go by the time training camp rolled around. Couple of weird things about this, all right? Let's see. It was during the offseason. How many punters and kickers just get together during the offseason? And why are they getting together to fondue? Was this let's pretend it's 1972 night in either the Hansen or Holmes household? There's a lot to this story that just makes the mind wander and off into places that maybe you don't want to let it go. So they were fondueing, and so one thing led to another, and things happen, folks. Then again, here comes Chris Hansen, still not the guy from Dateline NBC, in 2003, merely a year later. It's been said that lightning never strikes the same place twice. Well, we'd like to think that dumb injuries can't hit the same player twice, but that sadly is not the case. Jaguars punter Chris Hansen shows up twice in a row on the list because in 2003, the year after the fondue accident, Hansen cut himself with an axe in the team's locker room. What is an axe doing in the locker room? And do you really want a guy on the team that would be swinging the axe in the locker room during a game? Jacksonville coach Jack Del Rio at the time had installed a tree stump and axe to symbolize his team's keep chopping wood slogan, which is actually something he probably stole from former Rutgers University football coach Greg Schiano, who started this whole chopping wood thing. The visual illustration didn't end well. Chris said that everyone else had been taking a swing with the axe, chopping the wood, and he finally decided to do it too. Hansen's agent told this to ESPN.com. Hansen cut his foot badly enough to need surgery. He missed the season's final 11 games. So you've got million-dollar athletes, guys you were paying a ridiculous amount of money to play for you on your football team. So you're going to let the coach bring an axe and some wood into the locker room and have them start taking swings at the log, per se. Why? You know what? I think once the insurance company that covered all of the Jaguars found out about this, they were dropped like hot potatoes. Next is Brandon Marshall. Again, these are some of the dumbest NFL injuries in history. Brandon Marshall, 2008. What's the only thing worse than accidentally putting your arm through an entertainment center? Well, accidentally putting your arm through an entertainment center because you slipped on a McDonald's bag. That's what we learned from Brandon Marshall's March 2008 injury. The Denver Broncos wide receiver severed an artery, vein, tendon, and muscles in his right forearm in the incident. Marshall was able to recover enough during the 2008 offseason to play for Denver when the regular season rolled around. He admitted after the season that his hand was numb the entire year. Maybe he switched to Burger King and was more careful with the bags at that point. The next one, Derek Mason from 2003. Tennessee Titans wide receiver Derek Mason broke his hand in May 2003 during a charity golf tournament. Mason was teeing off and he did so rather poorly, swinging his club into the ground and causing his hand to swell up immediately. The fractured bone would heal in plenty of time for Mason to participate in the Titans' 2003 season, although it is still unclear if his pride has healed yet after the less-than-textbook swing. How hard was he swinging? He swung it into the ground, but still, you know, just because you're a professional athlete and making millions of dollars does not mean you can play golf. Golf is a very difficult game, folks. And the final one, Stephen Tulloch, 2014. Detroit Lions linebacker Stephen Tulloch is the latest addition to the list, injuring his knee during a September 2014 game against the Packers. Tulloch didn't get hurt making a play. No, he crumpled in pain after celebrating a play. Tulloch was mocking Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers' discount double check move, you know, from the insurance commercials, after a first quarter sack of Rodgers and was unable to continue in the game. Lions coach Jim Caldwell referenced the Bill Gramatica celebration as he discussed the Tulloch injury after the win. Quote, "Those things are flukes, and our guys will keep certainly being excited about what they do." Unquote. maybe just a little less excited. See, sometimes bad karma can follow you around and things get bad. And we got guys here making fondue and things going bad. And it's just, you know what? When the game is over, go home, turn the lights off, sit in the middle of a room with nothing in that room, and just stay completely still until the next game. And be careful. I like Gus Frerotte, though, the Redskins quarterback, running his head into the wall to celebrate a touchdown. I'm surprised no one has gotten hurt doing the Lambeau leap. Do you know what that is? Green Bay Packers players, after scoring a touchdown, run and jump about 8.5 feet up into the air and land into the first two rows of fans at Green Bay Packers games. Well, they pretty much beat the heck out of them. They slap them on the back and hit them on the helmet and all this in a congratulatory primal celebration, whatchamacallit. I'm always surprised that someone hasn't gotten hurt doing that, but that's just me. Anyway, some of the dumbest injuries in NFL history. And we'll have more next season. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.